It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, continuing to look forward to a very big college football Saturday, and that does include Missouri with, I think, a pretty big game for them as they're looking to bounce back from a couple weeks ago. Their loss against Texas A&M, the game this past weekend, doesn't really feel like it meant all that much, so we're very happy to welcome on right now somebody who covers Mizzou athletics. He is Kyle Helms. He's part of the team at ABC 17 in Columbia and mid-Missouri. You can follow him on Twitter at Kyle Helms, ABC 17. Kyle, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how big of a game is this for Missouri, as it really feels like we're still trying to figure out who this team exactly is?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, I think this one's a pretty big one for the Tigers. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz and company got the response they were looking for last week at UMass. You know, they took care of business, but you know, then again, it's still a lower-level program that they're facing there. This is their first game against an SEC opponent since Texas A&M. So I feel like this is the game that you really want to see what the response is going to be like from Mizzou. The Tigers really, you know, have struggled, you know, at times offensively, and also, you know, are looking to bounce back defensively after struggling against A&M. So I think this one's a huge one. I think this is going to be a very big indication of where the Tigers are going to be at heading into, you know, the home stretch of SEC play and a very key stretch of their schedule before they head to Alabama, and then they welcome Oklahoma to town the week after a bye week.
I'm not trying to be dismissive of what they've done this year. Obviously, a 5-1 record and a top 20 ranking, that's not something to sneeze at. But at the same time, when you look at what they've done this year, their first two games were games against not very good opponents. There were certainly issues that we saw against both Boston College and Vanderbilt. Maybe that Vanderbilt win actually looks a little bit better now than it did at the moment, but still, you didn't feel great about the Tigers after either of those games. They have the loss to Texas A&M, and then they play another not-so-good team in UMass. Is this the opportunity for the Tigers to actually show who they are? It's kind of funny to say that when we're 2 months into the season.
It absolutely is. I mean, Mizzou starts the year with a couple, with Murray State and Buffalo. They take care of business, really aren't challenged at all. Then, you know, Boston College was ranked at the time whenever they came to town. They, you know, struggled a little bit early, but then took care of business in the second half. Vanderbilt was obviously a big scare, but Vanderbilt's looked pretty good this year, especially in the SEC, beating Alabama and also Kentucky. And then, you know, you look at Texas A&M, which was their biggest test of the year. And, you know, it wasn't a very competitive contest for most of that game. And then you look at UMass, where, you know, again, they're on the same, you know, level as Buffalo and Murray State, where it's a game where you know Mizzou is going to go in and should take care of business with the talent that they have. So this game is going to be a good test for them. You know, Auburn has really beat themselves in a lot of games this year. I think they're a little bit better than their 2-4 record might say they are. They got a really explosive offense, and really, if it wasn't for turnovers, you know, we might be talking about them being a little bit better record-wise than what they are right now. So I think this is a big test, and Mizzou is back at home, and it's homecoming. They really need to take care of business and get some positive momentum going their way with Alabama knocking on the door.
Luther Burden, I believe, comes off the availability report. That's good news that he appears to be fully healthy. That would have just been obviously very, very bad if that injury would have turned into something more from last weekend.
Absolutely. It's a big boost to have him back. You know, looking at that injury report, I also think, you know, on Thursday, the Tigers upgraded linebacker Tristan Newsom to probable to play. He was originally questionable. I think that's a big boost, especially since they just lost Khalil Jacobs to a season-ending injury at UMass as well. So now they're going to have a little bit more depth in that room. But the big question still is Nate Noel going to play in this game? You know, he warmed up at UMass, and it looked like he was going to play. But Eli Drinkwitz told us all that he had some back tightness during the travel to Massachusetts, and that caused him to not be able to play a snap in that game. He's still questionable to play in this game. Will be interesting to see how he's feeling heading into this one. And that's going to be a big thing for the Tigers as well, just for the simple fact that the running game has been a big focal point of this offense, with the passing game not being at the level it was last year. And Nate Noel has been, the outside of Luther Burden, the Tigers' biggest playmaker. So if having him would be a huge boost if they can't. If not, it's going to be another night where Marcus Carroll is going to have to step up and handle the bulk of the carries in the backfield.
We're talking with Kyle Helms. He is a sports anchor and reporter with ABC 17 News in Columbia, mid-Missouri. Part of the issues offensively, and you talk about the run game, and for this Tigers team, obviously, they got to be able to run the ball and run the ball from a dominant fashion, but we've not seen great play from quarterback Brady Cook. What's holding him back right now, and what needs to happen for him to get back to the point that we thought he would be at this year?
I mean, in my opinion, I really just think he needs to just connect on that one deep ball. We haven't really seen it this year yet. You know, I think back to last year in that Kansas State game, early in the game when he connected with Luther Burden right out of the gate on that big touchdown pass early in the game. That wound up being really a turning point for that offense, I feel like. You know, they started a little slow in their early games last year while they were trying to still figure out the quarterback situation. So I really think it might just be, you know, one throw away from Brady getting some confidence back up and being able to get this passing game back to the level that everybody expected it to be at. You know, last week they were able to generate some more explosive plays, whether you look at Luther Burden's jet sweep early in the game or Joshua Manning in the third quarter taking a 50-plus yard touchdown back to the house. So it's good to see those big plays getting generated. Now I think it's all about, can Brady get into a rhythm and try to generate some more of those explosive chunk plays in the pass game? I think it's really just a confidence thing, and I think once the Tigers really start to put something together there, then it's going to be really smooth sailing for him.
Kyle Helms covers Missouri athletics for ABC 17 News. Again, you follow him on Twitter at Kyle Helms ABC 17. Kyle, thanks so much for the time. Hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
Absolutely. A lot of fun getting to talk to you. Invite me back anytime. I'd love to be back on.